bar, a state bar, insurance trust board, which was insurance for Texas lawyers, medical insurance, and hospital insurance. Became chairman of that board, and
you've done a lot.
I've probably forgotten a lot of others, but I mean, basically, I think that those are the main ones that occurred to me.
That's wonderful. Do you happen to know what your ultimate ancestry is? Like, your mother's family goes back to where in Europe?
Basically, we're British, but there's some Norwegian and Irish blood mixed in there.
Uh-huh.
It's predominantly English, but as I say, there is a certain element of Norwegian blood and Irish blood.
When do you think your family came over from Europe, basically? Was it in the 19th century, or was it earlier than that? How long has your family been?
I believe that the 19th, my knowledge really seems limited. It's unfortunate. I know so little about I know more about my mother's family than my father's, the reason being that my father's family lived in New Jersey, and we didn't see much of them.
Mm-hmm.
Although they were very compatible and it was a good relationship, but we just never saw much of them. He was a doctor, my father's father.
And the Norwegian?
But I believe that my great grandmother came over. That's where the Irish came in,
mm-hmm,
on my mother's side, during the Irish potato famine,
uh-huh,
of the 1840s, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's about right.
And the Norwegian, her husband was a Norwegian sea captain.
Oh, huh.
And the Collinses are not Irishmen. My father, in the East, they looked down on Irishmen,
yeah,
very much. And he swore that and I have no reason to doubt it, that, and there are English, there are British Collinses that we are from England,
mm-hmm,
and the family came over in the 18th. The 19th century, you got to think back, don't you? 1800, go back on. But I know very little or nothing. My father didn't, and my mother's family, I say I can trace them back as far as Tennessee, but other than what I've already told you, I really don't know much more, mm-hmm, about the origins, unfortunately.
Okay. That's okay. That's plenty. And what's your religion?
Church of England, Episcopalian.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And in the Episcopal Church, the minister is referred to how? What kinds of names do you have for the minister?
He's called a rector, R-E-C-T-O-R, a rector.
Mm-hmm.
Ours like to be called, like your grandmother to St. Francis on the Hill. We recently, mm-hmm, transferred over there from St. Clemens because it was a neighbor that, elderly lady that was unable to make it to church anymore without help, and she went there, so we started taking her over there,
uh-huh, uh-huh,
and finally got to where we liked over there, and he likes to be called Father.
Uh-huh.
So he's called Father Hal, but I think the technical term is he's called a rector.
Or do they call him a priest?
No, they don't call him a priest,
mm-hmm,
like in the Catholic.